This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Titles don't make leaders. Voices do. You can have all the certification, all the slides, and all the data in the world, but if your words don't connect, you won't be remembered. The difference between being heard and being trusted comes down how you speak. And today, I'll share with you some of my favorite principles that separate managers from actual true leaders. I'll never forget. I walked into the executive boardroom. I felt confident. I felt I was unstoppable. I had my 37 slide deck with enough data to tranquilize a rhinoceros. My talking points were rehearsed like a Broadway audition. I was about to do something that was so big, I knew I was going to win in that role. So I launched into my presentation. By slide 12, I was deep into cost various analysis. When I noticed the CFO staring at the ceiling, it felt like he was praying for a rescue. The head of marketing wore the same polite smile, you know, the one your toddler gives you when you tell them about dinosaurs and flying pancakes. A slow chill hit me. I had all the facts, but I completely lost the room. The problem wasn't my knowledge. It was my delivery. I was walking like a walking spreadsheet, reciting data instead of leading with conversation. That realization stung me during my long, silent walk back to my desk. But that's the day I learned something that changed everything. Leadership is about communication, not flooding them with information. It's about anchoring your message in stories. And when I started replacing charts with real experiences, people leaned in. They didn't just listen. They connected. They cared. And that's why the first principle we're speaking about is one of the most important ones. Principle number one, anchor with stories. Stories turn abstract points into real experiences people can connect with. A well-placed story makes lessons memorable, while facts alone often fade. The best leaders don't just share data, they share meaning. Why is this important? New leaders often bury their audience in data, but data alone is forgettable. Stories make you relatable, and relatability earns trust. Without a story, your words risk being technical but hollow. Experiment with these actionable tips. Share a real experience, not a polished highlight. Next one, keep it short and tie it back to the lesson. And the last and final one, use stories to explain the why, not just the what. Here's my professional insight. When you tell a story about a failure or recovery, people see you as being human and credible. They'll follow you because you've been in the trenches too. And once you've connected through a story, your next responsibility is to elevate, not dominate. Principle number two, speak to elevate. Ooh, I like this, family, not dominate. Again, speak to elevate, not dominate. Leadership is about raising others, not silencing. It's about elevating voices, creating engagement and trust. Domination may get a compliance, but it kills contribution. Why is this important? New leaders often confuse control with authority, but domination drains energy from the room. People disengage when they don't feel heard. Elevation, though, invites commitment, not just compliance. It invites opportunity for growth, not just compliance. Experiment with these actionable tips. Invite input before offering your own solution. Let me park here parenthetically and say this quick story. I remember Simon Sinek telling a story about these leaders that were in a group. And I'm probably remixing the story, but the gist of the story was the person who was the leader, the over all of the other leaders, he allowed them to speak first. And he was the last one to speak. A lot of times in leadership, we have a tendency to want to speak first and then allow them to speak last. And what tends to happen is now we lose a lot of good ideas. We lose a lot of good potential solutions because of the fact of they're afraid that if they top your solution, because maybe you didn't create a, watch this, family, a safe place to have a conversation. But let me digress back to these points. Again, invite input before offering your own solution. Publicly acknowledge contributions before redirecting. And the last and final one, swap, do this with, what do you think is best? I like that, family. Here's my professional insight. True leaders aren't the loudest in the room. They're the ones people want to follow when the room goes quiet. The easiest way to elevate others is by asking powerful questions. Principle number three, ask questions more than you give orders. Questions spark ownership and collaboration, while orders create dependency. Leaders guide discovery. They don't dictate every move. Basically, orders demand compliance. Questions, they invite ownership. Why is this important? New leaders who rely on giving orders end up carrying all the weight themselves. Teams become dependent and stop thinking critically. Asking questions create accountability and a shared ownership. Experiment with these actionable tips. Start meetings with what is blocking us today. Next one. Use how might we, instead of here's what we use, what we'll do. I'll go down a rabbit hole on that particular actionable tip because excuse me. It frustrates me when you are in settings where people tell you this is what we always done. And then you say, why? Well, because we've always done it that way. That does not help solve the problem that we're up against. But I digress. Let's get next to the next one. Ask questions you don't know the answer to. Here's my professional answer. The smartest leaders ask the most questions, not give the most commands. But when you don't know the answer, never stop at, I don't know. Principle number four, never say I don't know without an actual follow-up. Admitting uncertainty shows honesty, but leaving it there shows weakness. Leaders add direction by committing to the next steps. This keeps the momentum alive. Why is this important? New leaders lose trust fast when they stop at I don't know. Pairing it though with I'll find out tomorrow, or my favorite is, I don't have enough information to answer that accurately, but give me whatever that time frame is based on the question, I'll get that back. So here's an example. I don't have enough information to answer that accurately, but I could get you an answer within 24 hours. See, this builds confidence. What this does is, I'm not saying that I know everything because I don't, but what I'm saying is I'm willing to go seek the answer and to figure out how we can move forward. Experiment with these actionable tips. Always add a next step after admitting uncertainty. Next one, give a clear timeline for resolution. And the last and final one, circle back, even when you only have a partial update. Here's my professional insight. Uncertainty paired with direction creates trust. I like that, family, because uncertainty alone destroys it. And how you frame your follow-up depends on choosing the right words. Principle number 5, choose strong words. Again, choose strong words. Language shapes perception. Weak words create doubts, while strong words inspire confidence. Leaders speak with intention and authority. Why is this important? New leaders often undermine themselves with soft phrases. People assume you're hesitant means lack of ability. Strong words carry weight, and they command what my great sister Aretha Franklin said, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I mean respect, ladies and gentlemen. Experiment with these actual tips. Replace I'll try with I'll commit. Next one, swap hopeful with we plan. And the next one, use an active voice. We will deliver on whatever that is. Here's my professional insight. Your vocabulary becomes your reputation. Protect it with strong decisions. But strength without clarity can still confuse, which is why transparency matters. Principle number 6, be transparent, not overly technical. I like that, family, because transparency builds trust, but too much detail creates confusion. Leaders simplify complexity so the message lands. Communication is about clarity, not showing off how smart or how a genius or basically what I'm saying here, family, of how much knowledge you have. See, why is this important? See, new PMs and leaders often overwhelm to prove their competence. I've been there. We've all been there because we want to show how valuable we are. But an audience that's confused will just basically stop listening. Simplifying shows mastery and earns respect. Experiment with these actual tips. Translate technical terms into business outcomes. Next one, use a one slide for executive. Detail notes for your team. And the last and final one, share only what's relevant at that particular moment. Here's my professional insight. If they leave the room confused, you didn't communicate, you just spoke. And when you overshare or make a mistake, how you recover defines your leadership. Principle number 7, own mistakes quickly. Mistakes are bound and will happen, but how you respond defines you. Quick ownership shows confidence. It shows reliability. It shows accountability. Excuses only weaken trust. Why is this important? New leaders often try to cover up errors, but delay makes it worse. Fast admission keeps credibility intact. Owning mistakes sets the tone for the team. Experiment with these actual tips. Admit the mistake clearly, no excuses. I made that mistake. Next one, share corrective actions immediately. And the last and final one, explain what you'll do differently next time. Here's my professional insight. Stakeholders forgive mistakes faster than they forgive spin. Basically what I'm saying here, family, if you keep spinning the situation like, oh, is this person's fault? Instead of just taking full accountability, you change everything. And by owning mistakes, you protect what matters most. Everyone's time. Principle number 8, respect time. Time is one of those currencies you can't get back. Leaders value their own time and everyone else's. Protecting time communicates respect. Why is it important? New leaders lose credibility with wasted hours and endless meetings. When the time is respected, people disengage. Respecting time builds trust and productivity. Experiment with these actual tips. Start and end meetings on time. Next one, stick to agendas and cut out the fluff. And the last and final one, ask, can this be an email before scheduling? Professional insight for you, family. How you treat time shows how you value people. Respecting time starts with delivery clarity. And if it's okay with you, I would love to over-deliver. Principle number 9, leading with clarity. Clarity cuts through confusion, sets direction. Leaders make the complex simple and actionable. Confusion stalls progress. Clarity drives it. Why is this simple? New leaders often assume people understand them. That assumption, I tell you, causes delays. It creates frustration. It creates a situation where people just don't even want to be around you because clarity ensures alignment and focus. Experiment with these actual tips. Summarize discussions in one clear sentence. Replace jargon with plain language. And the last and final one, confirm understanding before actually moving forward. Here's my professional insight. Clarity isn't saying more, is saying what matters the most. And clarity only works if your energy matches the message. Well, here's the truth, family. Leadership isn't about being the loudest or the smartest in the room. It's about how you use your voice to anchor with stories, to elevate instead of dominate, to ask more questions than you answer, to respect people's time, and above all, to bring clarity when it matters most. These 9 principles that I shared with you, these are not theory. These are scars. These are lessons I had to go through, and I've watched others go through, that have mentored me to develop me to become a leader. Am I done yet? I have so much further to go. So next time you walk into a meeting, ask yourself, am I presenting information? Or am I leading a conversation that people will remember? Because your voice carries a vision. People don't just want to hear from you. They would love to follow you. So I ask you now, will you lead? If you're new to the episode, I go by the name EED for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. Hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.